as a drill, something else I like, I call it clusters. And it means throwing one to three shots, whatever you're doing, but then observing what's happened before you then go in with the next bit. So then it's picking your follow-up based on your movement and their movement.
Fighters, welcome back to another episode of Heatrick Muay Thai Performance.
Basically, your pad holder, you could either have a pre-arranged combo that you're doing, or they can just offer random shapes and get you to pick it up. So for example, it could be, let's say jab, cross, hook. We've been picking that example. It's jab, cross, hook. And then you actually just get the habit of now stepping and moving and observing what targets come up. So how are they guarding? What movement are they using? Are they getting elusive and moving away? Are they trying to crash forwards? So what are they doing with distance? And are there any counters that they're starting to throw back off of what I've done as well? So rather than it being like you're aggressively attacking all the time, it's like feed an attack, observe to see what happens, and then respond to what happens there. So another little drill with jabs, crosses and hooks. I mean, you can make this whatever you want, but to sort of make this is one I used to like. So the pad holder would either offer, say, like a jab cross, both pads kind of up together, and it would be jab cross, and it, so you'd hit that, and then you'd watch to see what happens. And they'd then offer another target, say like the belly shield for like a push kick or a knee up the front, depending on your range, that kind of thing. But it'd be like, so bam, bam, and then offer one shot, round kick one side, round kick the other. But it's like bam, bam, and then offer and use a different shot. So you get used to throwing those shots, then watching to see what targets then present themselves. So if I offered you a lead, because I tried to make it something that was a bit different that you didn't normally see. So I went lead hook. So it'd be lead hook, cross, lead hook. That would be a follow-up. It's like a little one, two, three. So if they offered you a lead hook pad, it'd be like hook, cross, hook. And then if they offered you just a single cross, do the opposite. Cross, hook, cross. So you could offer a jab or a jab cross. Then you're observing what's going to come up. And they'd either give you lead hook, at which point you'd go hook, cross, hook, move off and observe again. If they went jab cross, then offered you cross, you'd be like, okay, cross, hook, cross, move off again. But it's getting you used to watching and like what comes up. It's getting that habit of observing rather than just being, I'm just doing my thing and not really paying so much attention to what you're doing in response to what I've just did. That's an example of one drill there. So another one could be, say I offered you a jab cross and then offered you a single target, which was another one that I mentioned there. Something like, say, like the belly shield at the front there. And then I would, as a pad holder, either hold my ground where I am and give you that target, or I would offer you that target and step back at long range, or I'd offer you that target and step in to close range. And you just have to hit that exact same target, but just choose an appropriate weapon for that distance. So if they held the ground, it might be, oh yeah, that's a long knee from here, boom, from the rear leg, back to my stance again. If they got real close to me, it might be, oh, I actually do a skip knee with the lead leg. I kind of reverse and go bam and still hit it. If they step back, I might do a rear leg tee and hit it. So it's getting good at choosing for the same target, what weapon fits this gap, this parking space. I've just picked the belly shield being a target there for that, but it could literally be, you know, round kick to the ribs sort of distance. But it could be they come up real close to you and they offer that shape. And it's like, well, it's not a round kick. It's going to have to be like a knee or something, or a body shot punch to hit that target. But what it does, so they get you to do some work and then they offer you a target and they either hold the ground, step away, or step forwards and compress you. And you've got to pick the best shot for that, or manipulate your range to hit it with what you want to. But it gets you good at going, what did they just do in response to what I just threw? What targets have waved their little flags to say, hit me? And you get good at instinctively going, right, it's this technique for this range to hit that target. And it very quickly becomes a bit of an autopilot thing where you just start hitting stuff. And it's more like a fight. The same targets, you can hit them with lots of different weapons depending on what range you're at. I love drilling that on the pads where you don't tell the fighter what to do. You just offer them a target and you either give them loads of space, hold your ground, or squash that space up, and they've got to find a way of hitting it. And it might be they need to do that little switch step and they need to do that switch step and bounce back to create a bit of space to then hit, you know, all that kind of stuff. But you just get good at judging that stuff. And when that's expected on the end of combinations and stuff, where you just give them some random shot and force a range on them, and they've got to figure it out, that's the stuff that comes out in the fight automatically. Then you won't even have to think about it. It'd just be like, they'll step in like that with their arms up, and it'll be just like, oh, coach is standing there with the belly shield ready. And he'll be like, boom, did it. And it's like, it doesn't have to be sort of pre-programmed or anything. You'll just be good at self-selecting a technique to fill the gap.
Thanks for listening. If you found this valuable, please like, subscribe, and share with someone else it could help too. Please give the podcast a review or comment below. We'd love to hear from you. As always, you can visit Heatrick.com for more Muay Thai performance podcasts, videos, articles, and guides. Catch you next time.